And now, from Treasure Island Oldies.com, here's the rock and roll news for the week of February 12th. Sad news from the jazz and R&B world. Word comes through to the Treasure Island Oldies desk that Al Jarreau has passed away. As well, Sonny Girasi, the lead singer from The Outsiders, and then later with Climax, passed away this week at 69 years old. And it was as a result of a brain aneurysm that he suffered in 2012. In other rock and roll news this week, Tiny Tim ran for mayor of New York in 1989. Surprisingly, he lost. Jimi Hendrix was given an honorary high school diploma and the key to his hometown in Seattle, Washington this week in 1968. The very first Motown million-selling record was achieved this week in 1961. It was The Miracles and Shop Around. John Lennon and Yoko Ono co-hosted The Mike Douglas Show on television for the entire week this week in 1972. Jackie Wilson was shot twice by a jealous lover this week in 61. He recovered, but lost a kidney. The group Chicago formed as The Big Thing this week in 1967. Connie Francis, Pat Boone, and Jerry Lee Lewis performed on the primetime edition, the very first primetime show of Dick Clark's, The Dick Clark Show, this week in 1958. Ricky Nelson began his first ever British tour in 72. The Beatles made their second appearance this week in 64 on The Ed Sullivan Show. Little Richard sent his first audition tape to what would be his future record company, Specialty Records, this week in 1955. The very first Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass concert took place in Los Angeles this week in 1964. Also in 64, the Beatles saw the Elvis Presley film Fun in Acapulco at a drive-in movie theater in Miami, Florida. Elvis went to the Lido Club in Paris while he was on leave from the U.S. Army this week in 1959, and he sang a song after hours for the employees. Filming began on the Ringo Starr movie Caveman this week in 1980. London police busted Keith Richards, Mick Jagger, and Marianne Faithfull on drug charges this week in 1967. Don and Phil Everly graduated from the Marine Corps boot camp in San Diego. Don married British actress Venetia Stevenson in 1962. Captain and Tennille got married this week in Virginia City in Nevada this week in 74. In 1990, Ike Turner was convicted on cocaine charges and sentenced to 4 years rather in prison. He served 18 months. James Taylor made his TV debut this week in 1971 on the Johnny Cash TV show. In the studio, Screamin' Jay Hawkins recorded I Put a Spell on You in 56. Gary Lewis recorded Count Me In 1965. Jefferson Starship cut Miracles in 75. Aretha Franklin recorded Respect this week in 67. Neil Diamond recorded Cherry Cherry in 1966. The Live at Leeds album was recorded in concert at Yorkshire, England by The Who this week in 1970. Ray Charles recorded I Can't Stop Loving You this week in 1962. The Marcells cut Blue Moon in 61. Big Joe Turner recorded the original Shake, Rattle, and Roll this week in 1954. Aretha Franklin recorded Spanish Harlem in 71. Brian Wilson began recording Good Vibrations for the Beach Boys this week in 1966. Two good songs recorded by the Everly Brothers this week in 59, When Will I Be Loved and Let It Be Me. And also in 59, Ray Charles was in the studio. He recorded What Did I Say? Birthdays. Gene McDaniels, born this week in 1935. Lauren Green, born 1915. Ray Manzarek of the Doors is 78. Peter Tork from the Monkees turned 75. Tennessee Ernie Ford, born in 1919. King Floyd, 1945. Peter Gabriel is 66. Lily Bryant from Lily and Billy, or Billy and Lily, is 77. Phyllis McGuire from the McGuire Sisters is 86. Melissa Manchester, 66. Donnie Zager from Zager and Evans is 73. Alvin Cash, born in 1939. Songwriter Brian Holland, part of the Holland-Dozier Holland immensely successful songwriting team for Motown, wrote many hits for the Supremes and the Four Tops, along with his brother Eddie and Lamont Dozier. Well, Brian Holland is 76 this week. Sonny Bono, born in 1935. Herb and Hal Kalin, the Kalin twins, born in 1939. Bill Doggett, born in 1916. Otis Blackwell, who recorded and not only recorded, but he wrote Don't Be Cruel, Handyman, Great Balls of Fire, and many others, born this week in 1931. Gene Pitney, born in 1940. Bobby Lewis is 83. Dodie Stevens, 71. Tommy Edwards, born in 1922. Yoko Ono is 84. Dennis DeYoung from Styx is 70. Robbie Bachman from BTO is 63. John Travolta is also 63 this week. And Irma Thomas is turning 76. And from TreasureIslandOldies.com, that's your rock and roll news for the week of February 12th. For late breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. You can get to it by coming to TreasureIslandOldies.com and then click blog. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island, oh.